Sorry, keep getting interrupted. So in Gina Baker again, 12666, patient seen with complaints of pressure under her eyes, forehead, cheeks, with headache, productive cough, has been cleaning and burning property, needs refills on ibuprofen, bottle sulfates in normal limits, immunizations up to date, no known allergies, medications, see list on chart, hit medical history, high blood pressure, thyroid, hypothyroid disease, hyperlipidemia, and GERD, surgical history, C-section. Patient with complaints of cough for the past week, now with sinus pressure and pain for the past 2 days, post-clearing property with exposure of fumes and allergies, review of symptoms, non-contributory, past medical history as above, also with arthritis and left hip pain for the past several months, with negative x-ray here before, with planned MRI if necessary, also with history of neck and low back disc disease, with epidural injections in the past with good results. Patient presently taking Mucinex and Zyrtec. She's an office manager, so has to work. She works at a hearing aid store. Physical exam, general appearance, no acute distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat. TM's clear, pupils reacting like accommodation, fundoscopic benign, nasal oral mucosa, negative for inflammation or exudates, tenderness to maxillary and supraorbital area, next up without masses, thoroughly not enlarged. Lungs cleared, auscultation and percussion. Abdomen soft without getting any tenderness. Bowel sounds not active. Heart with regular rhythm without murmurs or gallop. Skin without rashes or discoloration. Extremities negative for tenderness or restricted range of motion. Neurological orientated times 4. Cranial nerves 2 through 10 intact. No motor sensory deficits. Mood effect within normal limits. Impression allergic rhinitis, upper respiratory infection with secondary sinusitis. Patient was given DEXA and Rocephin injection and Medrol and Z-Pak to take orally. The follow-up is needed with follow-up refills of regular meds and follow-up left hip with possible, with probable MRI. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.